Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. We're having more fun than the law allows here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Put a .com on the end of that. And you'll find my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever's going on, whatever you've got happening, whether you're excited or frightened, whether you're starting, growing, or divesting yourself of your business, whatever is happening, we've got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the suite of resources that we have built for our good friend Ellen Rohr, a great member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of the Bare Bones Weekend Biz Plan, the Bare Bones Biz Plan. I'm going through the list here. They're stacked up here. Where Did the Money Go? I love that one. Ellen Rohr, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Oh, you bet. I have so much fun on this show.
Good. Life's too short, Ellen, otherwise.
Yeah. We love the freedom, the game, the excitement, and the money of small business. And so I'm happy to share what I know with you, and I always learn something.
If you can't have fun, let's just forget about it. And, folks, that's another thing. That's another thing I think Ellen's helping us with, some common sense business planning thoughts and ideas and best practices. Ellen, you know, to me, there ought to be one page in your business plan about having fun.
Oh, isn't it true? You know, when you get all stressed out, too, you lose your ability to see multiple options. Your vision tunnels,
mm-hmm.
You know? And so if you lighten up, you go for a walk, you have some fun, you hang out with little people. Don't you just love youngsters?
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Yep.
You know, hang out with kids and you start to loosen up a little
That's
bit.
That's easier and easier for me these days, by the way.
Is it?
To hang out with young people, it's easier. Getting easier and easier for me. Everybody's younger than me.
I get it. Okay. Well, as you put your business plan together and you think about what you really want, start broad, start big, and then you can get more specific. You might set some goals. You might have an idea for a business. If you don't have an idea for a business, you know, think on it a little bit. Watch other people. Look through the magazines. You know, go driving around town. Look at things that might look good. But you probably, if you're listening to the show, you probably are noodling an idea. Mm-hmm. So put that idea down and start to think of some goals that you could establish for that. You know what I'm really into these days, by the way?
What?
I love mobile businesses. Getting a truck and operating out of a
mm-hmm.
truck. You know, car detailing, dog washing.
Niches. Niches of niches.
But you could be up and running in business with a truck loan, and you even have a mm-hmm. secured loan. You're going to be more likely to get that loan.
And the reason why that's a big deal, let's get to the fundamental of that, Ellen. You're one of the most important business opportunities, I think, in America, is saving people time.
Yes.
And what you're talking about, the essence of that kind of a business model, is you're saving people time.
It's huge. In fact, we'd say that if people have more time than money,
they're valuing their time more than their money. More and more people are doing that.
Or less time, sorry, less time and more money, the other
mm-hmm.
way.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. They're valuing their time, and it's a conservative way to create a rockin' business with a lot less overhead and a higher likelihood to get a loan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so but whatever your business idea is, start writing it down. Start writing what it would look at. I'm a big vision board person. You could have pictures in your binder of what your truck would look like, about
mm-hmm.
what your uniform might look like, but the food you serve in your food truck might look like. You know, start to visualize this. Then put some goals together, maybe 5 to-have statements. By the end of the year, I want to have, you know, I want to have a truck. I want to have a name, and I want to be registered and at least semi-legal, as legal as I could be to get started. I want to make $1,000 in sales. You know, a business plan doesn't have to be for $1 million or $2 million or $100 million business. Sometimes a business, in addition to a job, if you add a family business to the family, you could bring in an extra $10,000 a year. And
right.
That could make all the difference.
Well, and also, you know, if you're unemployed right now, you know, you just got to get started. If you're trying to start a business, I mean,
yeah.
If anything that you can do, if you've got a job and you want to have a business, the you know, you could, your business plan could be around around starting something small, getting it going on the side. I mean, some of the great Jim McCann, who started 1-800-Flowers, he ran a flower shop for 10 years before he bought the toll-free number 1-800-Flowers.
Oh, that's so exciting. Well, one of my clients is an ex-con, a guy who wants to turn his life around. And he just got out of prison after 14 years.
Wow.
He's got to support his family. And he got a job and is very, you know, upfront about his record. He got a good, solid job. And he's working on his business plan at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Sunshine landscaping. And he's visualizing how he can do it. He's open with his employer about doing a non-competing business that has nothing to do with the work he's doing now.
Right.
But on the weekends, he's going to start landscaping.
Yeah.
Very exciting. So, you know, put your goals together. And then here's another tip. Put an organizational chart together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, in the service, they have a wire diagram. And,
right.
your son's a Marine. And mm-hmm. he reports to someone. Now, no one person has more than, say, 9 people reporting to them. You can't do everything. You're going to need to have some help.
It also helps you to see where you're part of your growth requirements.
Right. Even if your name is in every box when you
mm-hmm.
put an organizational chart together,
yep.
what you can identify is, you know what? I could probably spin off someone who, you know, the duty to answer the phone and
mm-hmm.
enter bookkeeping maybe 2 hours a week. Maybe you could even have a college kid help you out.
Right. Ellen, we've run out of time,
but
we have more to talk about. Will you come back soon and let's keep talking about this?
I love
Let's keep going on this one, all right?
Okay, I love it.
Website
again,
quickly, website.
Okay, barebonesbiz.com. Put your name and email address right in the box there, and I'll send you a video of how to put your business plan together.
Ellen Rohr, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Ella joined us, and she'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.